General Mattis, people have been very moved by images they've seen coming from the Ukraine. But as a journalist, you know, I have to ask, do you think the media is manufacturing consent for war?
Manufacturing?
Consent for war.
I think the media is revealing reality. What we think about it, I would just say in my case, I can only look away if I want to lose my moral compass. We'd better look at it. These are innocent people. And think of, if you've ever read, you know, a lot of people talk about the Geneva Protocols. You know what I mean? The law of war, okay? Mm-hmm. In there it says, you will protect women and children. Have the Russians been willfully and targeting women and children? Yes, they have. Russia's creating this war, and it's totally on them.
Okay.
It's not the media, and it's not those who are repelled by this criminal activity, but great question.
Apologies if it's been asked before, but what are your thoughts on Biden's handling of the Ukraine situation?
Well, to my point of view, when you have a situation like this, we all rally behind the president. But let's be real specific. In the last, starting in November, December, he authorized the director of CIA to reveal the intelligence we had. And the intelligence has been compelling. We have said clearly to all the allies, even told Russia, we know what you're doing, our spies are inside, we know exactly what you're doing. And they've deployed that intelligence in a way that Secretary of State Blinken then goes in and talks to the countries. And think, remember these two names, Jens Stoltenberg, I mentioned earlier, Secretary General of NATO, in his sixth year, by the way, extended, brilliant leader, who has held NATO together and made it stronger than ever, and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, one of the most practiced, experienced diplomats in the Western world right now, who had those sanctions ready to go on short notice. I think what you're seeing there is a response to what's going on, and this is the message I would want to send, that the Americans have been part and parcel of creating this unity. I remember back in the last millennium, as a brand new brigadier general, and in comes the Secretary of State. She's going to talk to us. And Secretary Condoleezza Rice, I didn't know she had a 72-inch finger. She said, remember, there, generals, we do things with allies, not to them. And you see the Biden administration doing things with allies. And the only sanctions that really matter in this world are multilateral. I mean, that's great if one country puts sanctions on it, so they say, okay, you don't want some of your wine, I'll go to you, you know, this sort of thing. Well, these sanctions now are breaking the already hurting Russian economy. Freudian slip there. And so I think I would just say from the intelligence, from the aligning allies, from the weapons they're providing that can be immediately put to use, welcoming refugees. I just think the Americans are hitting it on all cylinders.
Great.
Yeah. Real quick question. As you said before, you know, we shouldn't be too in bed with China, and now we're looking at China possibly making a decision to join in NATO sanctions or possibly side with Russia. Where do you think they're going to go?
Well, there's only one man who knows, because, again, you're dealing with a society where only one person matters. Everybody else kowtows to him. I will say that China had a chance to declare it part of a community of nations and condemn this. Not only have they not condemned it, they've amplified the lies coming out of Moscow. I think that says about all that needs to be said about China's moral position on this.
Tactically speaking, we hear the reports, you know, that the invasion has slowed down quite a bit.
That's a polite way to put it.
The speculation that Putin thought it was going to be quick. Tactically speaking, does it surprise you the way the war has gone?
Having had a snapshot when we confronted we had a fight with their troops in Syria, I was not surprised other than by the magnitude of how inept they are. The pathetic performance by poorly led, poorly equipped, obviously poorly trained, poorly briefed troops. the danger they have created. I mean, they did okay in, you know, bombing Aleppo and killing women and children. They're pretty good at that, and they're proving they're pretty good at it still. As soon as they run into people, guys with guns that mean business, suddenly they don't seem quite 10 feet tall, do they? It's a tragedy, though, because I'll bet most of the Russian boys, conscripts, it turns out, would not choose to fight this war right now. So I'm not really surprised, other than on the magnitude of their how inept they are logistically, their intelligence services, their tactics, their operational, what you and I would call their campaign plan. Aside from that, they're doing pretty well.
In regards to the conflict between Russia and the Ukraine, is there anything we should be on the lookout for or aware of that we may not be aware of because we do not have your military expertise?
Mine? Oh, no. No, believe me, the people who we have in command, General Walters, U.S. Air Force, the Supreme Allied Commander of the European Allied Forces, American, and all the other 29 nations, first-rate officer, educated, cunning, he's good. He's got an Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, plus each of the nation's commanders. Those are the pick of the litter. Believe me, the lads know what they're doing, okay? They don't need a gray-haired guy. Nothing against gray-haired guys.
It's all right.
Sort of a change of pace, but it's a good segue. If asked, would you consider, you know, returning to public life if asked to return to
throw him out of here. It's a good question. I won't be asked back, okay? but I would tell you that, especially for you young people, and you may think this only happens to others, you know, depending on who goes in, they may need a good guy to run their press office or something. You guys and gals, if asked, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat, male, female, I don't care. The president asks, go back. Go back and give it your best shot. And if there comes a day when you can't in good conscience do that, then leave. But if you're asked to serve, whether you work in elections, I don't. I think generals should shut up in elections. But when asked to serve the country, go. So you make sure you go, young man. I just signed you up.
I regret to ask, do you remember your time in Pullman at all?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
My grandparents lived right down at the foot of the hill where the road goes down to the Moscow Highway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They lived there in a house that's no longer there, and I would spend many a weekend there, probably 8-10 times a year, all during my growing up. I'd spend weeks there in the summer, walking up here on a campus. I remember it well.
And how old were you when your family moved to Pasco?
To Richland, I was 2, but we were back here probably every month or two for weekends or for vacations and stuff.
When you see Pullman now compared to what you remember it, what do you think?
Thank goodness for that navigator on my on my car, because I couldn't have found my way around. Actually, I came back on one of the lecture series here when I was Secretary of Defense and had a talk here, so it was good to see how the campus has grown. I think you're at 30,000, is that right? I think second year that you've made that, so we're proud over in Eastern Washington. No, we finally hit the big time with WSU in the lead. You know, you guys are 132 years old on Monday. Know that?
Yeah,
I know
there's
that.
There's going to be cake on the mall if you're going to be around. There's birthday cake on the mall.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's good.